Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host David Shepherd coming to you live from New York City. And we're broadcasting all over North America. You could be listening on the free Odyssey app. Shout outs to our many. A matter of fact, shout outs to the hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates locked in all over North America. People coming in, joining us from Thursday Night Football. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in Florida, California. You could be in the Bay. You could be in Detroit, Chicago, New England. Man, you could be in Texas, Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Arkansas, St. Louis. I don't know where you at, but thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. Every single weeknight, I start at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Obviously, we're going to talk about tonight's Thursday night football matchup as the San Francisco 49ers beat the New York Giants, the final score 30-12. San Francisco improves their record to 3-0. The New York Giants fall to 1-2. And this was a beatdown tonight, folks. There was nothing competitive about this game. The San Francisco 49ers pretty much dominated. Let me tell you about some general stats first. The 49ers had 441 total yards to 150 for the New York Giants. Yes, the New York Giants could only muster 150 yards of total offense. And unfortunately, before the game, we learned and we knew that he had an ankle injury based on what we saw earlier this week against the Arizona Cardinals. Saquon Barkley doesn't just have a minor ankle injury. Listen to what he told Taylor Rooks on the Amazon pregame show. Listen to this.
I spoke to Saquon yesterday, and his main message was that he will always do what he can to be out there with his team. But Saquon told me that his injury is indeed a high ankle sprain, but said it's not as severe as it could have been. He added that him not playing tonight is more of a pain tolerance issue. He did say the good news is their next game is on a Monday night, which gives him 11 more days to recover. And he's not making any guarantees, but he's happy that it gives him more time to be the Saquon that the team needs and that he always aims to be.
The New York Giants need like four more Saquons. They need a taller Saquon. They need more Saquons if they're going to be competitive. And so with no Saquon Barkley dealing with a high ankle sprain, an injury that pretty much slowed him down a few seasons ago, now he's dealing with it again, the New York Giants only had 29 yards rushing. On one hand, Saquon Barkley can look upstairs to John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, and he could say, look how much you need me. But on the other hand, John Mara could look at you and say, man, this is why I ain't paying you because you ain't healthy enough to go out there and actually help. San Francisco 49ers not having any of those problems. Not playing tonight, Brandon Ayuk, but no worries. 49ers still went out there and lit up the Giants. How about this man? Brock Purdy, hell of a game. Tonight, even though he was blitzed to death, 310 yards passing to go along with two touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, 85 yards rushing in a TD. Deebo Samuel, 129 yards receiving, and an over-the-shoulder catch going into the end zone. You know what? This was such a beatdown. Let's listen to it, courtesy of the 49ers radio network. You know what? Let's start off. Well, the first quarter was 3-3. We don't give a damn about no field goals. Let's go to the second quarter, where Brock Purdy scored his first touchdown, connecting with Ronnie Bell. Take a listen.
Third and five, Purdy shotgun. McCaffrey will empty the backfield, goes in motion outside the numbers. Who's going to pick him up? Nobody picks him up. Okereke does now, finally. You like that matchup? Low snap. They throw it towards the end zone. It is caught by Ronnie Bell.
Penalty.
Flag is down. Do I give it? Touchdown, San Francisco.
Doesn't hit the same way as the dude from Kansas City, but I digress. Somebody else. This man, we talk about running backs not getting paid high, Saquon. This is the highest paid running back in the NFL. His name is Christian McCaffrey, making $16 million a year. He is the benchmark. And he said, you know what? I don't need Brock Purdy to throw me the ball for a touchdown. I'm just going to run it in myself. Listen to this score, making it 17-3.
First and goal, 4-yard line. 49ers up 10-3, looking to open up a score here of two scores late in the half. Bunch left. McLeod, Jennings, and Deebo, they break it. Deebo goes in motion right behind Kittle. McCaffrey to the side. Inside gun run to McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
Oh, he changed it up a little bit. Just a little bit. And the New York Giants are so entertaining with the football that by the time we got to half, they were able to put up a field goal. Yes. The score at the half, San Francisco led the Giants 17-6. The New York Giants found a little bit of life, but then it wasn't enough. Brock Purdy finding Deebo Samuel in the fourth quarter to put them up 30-12. Listen to this one.
Second down, 7. Purdy in the gun. Elijah Mitchell now in. Juszczyk wanted to come in motion. Purdy says, stay where you are. Is a right wing. Right slot. Kittle's a left wing with Ray Ray. They're going to throw. And here's Purdy going to throw one deep. Wide for Deebo. Made the catch on the back shoulder. Touchdown! San Francisco!
And a back shoulder banger for Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, and not too many plays before that. Or maybe the drive prior, Deebo Samuel was laid out on the ground. I don't know if they knocked the wind out of him or if it was a wrist or midsection, but he was hurting. And so for him to come back out onto the field and be the recipient of that touchdown, man, Brock Purdy, he threw basically a perfect pass. Someone who didn't throw a perfect pass, or at least his receiver had butterfingers, was Daniel Jones. This game was basically done before it got started, if you ask me. I know any given Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, anybody can be beaten. But Daniel Jones, he had one of his passes go off somebody else's hands, his teammate's hands, and that was pretty much all that she wrote. Take a listen.
Under 4 minutes to go. The 49ers are on their way to a 3-0 start. Daniel Jones back, throws over the middle. Ball got popped up in the air. Intercepted by Talanoa Hufanga. Game over.
Yeah, like Lil Flip said, game over.
Got the same cadence to everything.
Who, him?
Yeah, it's Greg Papa.
Is he related to Bob?
Yes, he is.
Is that his daddy or his brother?
I think it's his brother.
Well, what? I didn't know Bob Papa had a brother.
Yeah, but yeah, Papa's got a brother. How ironic.
Papa's got a brother. Papa got a kid. It's just, what are they, a family of Papas?
Apparently.
You got Papas, and what's the other one? Eagles?
Ian and Noga. I mean, Ian and Noah, the Bucks.
Father's son.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks, obviously, RIP, Jack.
You got the Alberts.
Oh, that's a big one.
What's Marv doing? Sitting at home? Never mind. You know, I'm
he's done
sorry.
He's done other things. Mid-90s ring a bell.
Do I say it? Should I say it? Don't say it, right? Some people have no idea what I'm talking about.
You mean what basically got him off Nick Games? Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I mean, you can go there, but I here's what I do know. There's a lot of people around here that worship Marv Albert, so.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. I love Marv Albert. Yes. I love Marv Albert.
Right.
Yes. But Marv Albert was, it was the thing where he was wearing the lingerie. What am I supposed, that's what happened.
Oh, he was doing, I mean, there was something else, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so, okay, whatever. What's his name? Hey, look, Oscar De La Hoya was in the lingerie, too.
There's more leeway if you are a professional athlete than if you do something behind the microphone.
Well, the man got punched in the face.
Yeah.
He got punched in the face. He did drugs. He could, anyway. Oscar De La Hoya is a good guy to talk to. I've talked to him plenty of times. Never about his lingerie choices. Never. Sorry. Anyway. What the hell am I talking about, Shep?
Something
football,
I wanted
yes.
To, there's something I wanted to play you very quickly, just because I feel like it's right.
What is it?
Kansas City!
Oh, yeah, it's better than...
It's
than,
better, yeah.
What Papa was that? Who is this?
Well, this is Mitch Holthus, of course, of the Chiefs Radio Network. The guy we're listening to is Greg Papa. The irony is, I guarantee you we can find calls from Bob Papa. Something tells me he's not going to be as exuberant and joyous as his brother Greg Papa.
No, well, not tonight, but I think Bob Papa is better than his brother.
Do you now?
I do.
Interesting.
I didn't know who the hell his brother was until 5 minutes ago.
That's true. But there's a lot of people in San Francisco that would say Greg Papa is better than his brother Bob Papa. Yeah,
of course they would. You gotta lean to who you know. I don't know Bob Papa, but I've met him. I like the guy. I don't know his brother. You know what? Now that I think about it, the first time I met Bob Papa, it was with Boomer Esiason, and Boomer Esiason decided to shake me up, like physically. He assaulted me. I could have sued. Interesting story.
That's Boomer's nature, though. I mean, he's an athletic jock. You know, he's an athlete. He's a former athlete for a reason. But you know, he means nothing but the best when he does that. Like, that's his way of showing affection.
What, that he put his hands on my collar and shook me?
Yeah. I mean, if you're Boomer Esiason, an NFL former MVP, I guess there's more luxury there in leeway, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
It's such a litigious society. I should have sued.
No, because you would. I don't know if he would have been JR, because you made it to the WFAN, you made it to CBS Sports Radio. Who knows what would have happened if you sued, right? Because even though people sue and they're right, they're often wrong long-term, and it works against
them. How long is the statute of limitations on that? Is there one? Assault?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask Chris Rock. Sorry, that was a low blow.
He didn't sue him. I heard he went to therapy, though.
You heard, right. I saw the same article you did. Yeah, it was a rift between him and his daughter, apparently, because of the Will Smith punch.
Wait. His daughters felt ashamed of their dad?
Yeah.
He got slapped on TV?
They felt, and my understanding of the story is, they felt like Chris took it on the chin and didn't stand up for himself as a man and was humiliated and almost shamed the last name Rock.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
his daughters are like teenagers, college age,
early
20s.
Right. You know, listen, we've seen Jeter and A-Rod make up. You know, we've seen a lot of it. We've seen Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce make up.
No.
Hopefully one day in our lifetime, we see Will Smith and Chris Rock come to a meeting of heads.
Forget all of that. Who cares? Okay. For right now, who cares?
It'd be a good interview, though.
This man was slapped on national television.
Slapped in front of the world.
There you go.
Yeah.
His daughters were traumatized from that. Oh, my God. He needs to do a comedy special. Forget what he just did, what is it, months ago or last year when he actually spoke?
Right.
He needs to do a comedy special on feeling emasculated in front of his daughters. Now that, oh my God. I don't want to imagine that. Can you imagine that?
Wasn't his daughter in as part of his comedy routine? I could have sworn his daughter was in his stand-up.
Yeah, he talks about his daughters, the divorce, yeah.
But in that specific stand-up that he did, which he brought up Will Smith at the end, I could have sworn his daughter was a part of that for like five minutes.
Didn't he talk about them being spoiled?
Yes, correct. So that doesn't bode well either.
Yeah, but still, bro, like... That is like that's almost the worst feeling as a dad, is to see. I don't got no daughters, but to think that your daughters don't respect you as a man. Whoa, there's not any amount of money in the world, and Chris Rock got a lot of it. He don't got to worry about it. There's no amount of money in the world that makes you go, okay, well, I can just get by and look at my money. Like, he goes to sleep. His daughters think he's a little biatch. That's tough.
What I hope Chris Rock learns, JR, is that kids, even though they're in college, they're still kids. They're fickle. And you know what? When you get out of, you know, being coddled and out of the gold mine and you have to fend for yourself, you realize that sometimes you got to be the bigger person and you can't make a situation worse. You can't exacerbate it. And I give credit to Chris Rock for having the discipline and the professionalism to go on with the show. And he didn't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, understanding that the director, for the first time, was African American, who directed the Oscars, and he didn't want to make it worse. So I credit Chris Rock, and I hope his daughters will see the light at the end of the tunnel someday too.
They might understand that right now. They might. They very well might. That doesn't change the fact that they're gonna have to go their whole lives knowing that their daddy got slapped on television, for, as you said, for the world to see.
And he lived to tell about it. And you know what? He made a mockery of it. He made a cash flow from it. And Will Smith ended up looking bad, and he was banned for the Oscar for 10 years for a reason.
Maybe, what's that? What's this guy's name I can't even think of his name. Dana White. I was going to say, man, there's so many things I could say there, but I won't.
Yeah.
Doesn't he still does these stupid slap fights, right?
Well, he was doing something with his wife as well that was physical, so.
Yeah, well, that's why I tried to avoid that.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do the slap competitions?
I believe he does trash TV, so that would make sense.
Yeah. Maybe he could enlist Will Smith. Nah, but it would have been tragic if Chris Rock actually got hurt from that, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, Will Smith didn't punch the guy. Like, this isn't Will Smith Ali.
You can get slapped and hit your head on the ground, and it could be over for you. It could.
Yes and no. There's true.
Yes. If you hit, this is very simple. If you hit your head, it can be curtains for you. I don't care who, what, when, or where. It can be. A guy just got punched, and yes, he got punched. A guy got punched at where the hell do the Patriots play? Foxborough?
Yeah.
Gillette.
Gillette, yes.
This guy hit his head and he's gone.
Correct.
Okay, and it wasn't necessarily the punch. Okay, the punch knocked him out. The fall, hitting the ground, is what killed him.
They are saying there's underlying conditions with that event, unfortunately, though. He's an older man. But he's a middle-aged man. He was out of shape.
Anybody, there is a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, if you have a condition, anybody with a condition, things can get worse. If you hit your head, there ain't no guarantees that, things will bounce back, man. That's just reality.
JR, then don't go at someone's wife for multiple years and expect that, you're going to come out on top. I mean, you got to be smarter than that. I mean, Will Smith is an emotional man. Hell yeah. I mean,
I don't think he made the joke thinking that he was going to be put to sleep.
But don't make fun of someone's wife having alopecia. Like, that struck a chord with Will Smith. And it definitely struck a chord with Jada Pinkett Smith, who, if she didn't give the look, Will Smith doesn't get up in the first place.
Didn't,
so you got to be willing to take, you got to be, you know, you're gonna lay the diss, you got to be willing to take it too.
I think that's what drives comedians. Didn't he say he didn't know if she had alopecia?
Oh, he can say that all he wants. Chris Rock is a wise human being. And also, with that being said, JR, if a man comes up to you, involuntarily, here's what you got to do. You got to defend yourself and you got to get square. Chris Rock didn't do that. Obviously, lesson learned. I feel bad for him, but he had it coming.
He didn't think he was going to get smacked.
He had it coming.
It's not like Will Smith got up and lifted his hand in the air and said, "I'm going to smack you."
I guess he didn't watch Jim Rome and Chris Everett. If you go after someone enough, they're going to come at you. That's the bottom line, Jerry. He's gone after Jada Pinkett Smith in public multiple times.
He poked the bear in that case. Like, Will Smith was laughing, and he looked at his wife, and he realized it wasn't funny. And keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Sure.
And then, you didn't see the hand coming until he got close enough. It's a little different. I want to give him a pass for getting slapped in the face. But maybe his daughters didn't.
You couldn't see the look in Will Smith's eye coming at you with venom when you made a joke about his wife. Chris Rock is smarter than that. Like, Will Smith coming for him.
You didn't know. I mean, but let's think about this. Watching it in real time, you had to go, wait a minute. Was that fake? Was that real? Did this just happen? It took a minute. It took a second to go, oh, he really slapped him. This wasn't a part of no damn show. And from a Chris Rock perspective, there's nothing imagined. We have never seen anything like that. You can't. You would have to think that this is, you don't or can't predict that. That's like if I walked into the studio and I went to give you a hug and then I slapped you, Shep, you wouldn't think it was coming because, you know, it doesn't happen that way. That's not how things work. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you can't tell, there was a terrible Thursday night football game. Yeah, so we're talking about people getting slapped in the face. It's just
well, the Giants got slapped around by the 49ers, metaphorically.
There you go. Yeah, the Giants got slapped around by the Niners, 30-12. They couldn't muster offense. The Giants, they told the line a lot of games last season, and we shouldn't expect a whole hell of a lot of them this year. I'm going to get to your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And how about this? When we come back, I'm going to talk to you, but we're going to hear from a winning coach. That's Kyle Shanahan. We're going to hear from a losing coach. That's Brian Daboll. I have a feeling that Brian Daboll, he may want to slap some of his own players in the face. Maybe some referees, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I love the show. I listen to it every ride home. Sometimes I get into the show so much that I slow down and it takes me longer to get home and the wife wonders where I'm at.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Listen, man, don't get in trouble with your wife because you're listening to me. If you got to choose me or your wife, choose your wife. Choose her. Just take the Odyssey app into the bed with you, okay? Put it on your phone and y'all could both go to sleep to my voice. And I won't charge you either. People used to pay for things like that. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers, they smack up the New York Giants. The final score, 30-12. The 49ers are 3-0. The New York Giants are 1-2. Brock Purdy had himself a hell of a game, 310 yards passing to go along with two touchdowns. Meanwhile, the New York Giants collectively as a team couldn't muster more than 150 yards. Pathetic. Sad. The San Francisco 49ers have now won 13 straight regular season games. Brock Purdy himself, you know, taking over last year after Jimmy Garoppolo went down. Brock Purdy is 8-0 as a starter. And Daniel Jones, when you got to think about primetime games, Daniel Jones is 1-11. That's terrible. Giants, the offense, no Saquon Barkley, high ankle sprain. That is even worse. Their head coach, Brian Daboll, he had a simple answer. What did they do? What did they not do? Why does your team suck?
Making plays when you have an opportunity to make plays, and they did a good job. You know, give them credit. That's a heck of a football team there. You know, came back out, had a score, went for two to try to cut it to three. It was a 17-12 game there. So, you know, they just give them credit. They did a lot of good stuff. That's a good team. I think they were 7-9 in the first half, and a few of them were screens where they just caught and run and, you know, got to rally the ball and make tackles. Again, I'd say both sides. You know, third down was a huge tonight in this game. It was a contributing factor to, it must have been double the time of possession, I think.
Yeah, listen, you talk about Brian Daboll trying to give the 49ers credit. Kyle Shanahan giving his own quarterback credit. Brock Purdy, okay, Mr. Irrelevant, has plenty of offensive weapons around him. No Ayuk tonight, but still a beautiful pass to Deebo Samuel. He had a tremendous performance. He's 8-0 as a starter. You don't do that by accident, by not being good yourself. You can have amazing talent, and you can still be ass. Brock Purdy probably hasn't even scraped the top of the potential that he does have, and Kyle Shanahan gave him credit.
He missed a couple today, and guys made a couple of real good catches also. Man, I thought it was just a huge challenge, one of the biggest ones Brock's been in, just to, you know, the short week to prepare for a scheme like that, just how much they do with, you know, they had six guys on the line of scrimmage throughout the game. Half the time they're coming, half the time they're not. There's not a comfortable play throughout a game, you know, from a play call standpoint and from the quarterback, just because there's a lot of plays that don't work versus that. And so you got to constantly be looking at it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, which is a huge challenge for a quarterback. And I thought he settled down throughout it as the game went and ended up playing good enough for us to win.
Yeah, the New York Giants blitzed the living hell out of him. And he still had 310 yards passing, two touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lisa is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, what's up? First of all, let me say I love the show. Like the commentary. Just want to comment, first of all, on the Will Smith and Chris Rock thing. I kind of agree with your homeboy. He kind of deserved it. Kind of been ragging those people for, you know, the man said, you know, I think he told him personally, like, hey, dude, you know, keep my name well out your mouth. I think one year they didn't even come, and he was just on and on and on. I think it was kind of personal, but was it the right place to do it? No, but I think he had to come. Secondly, you know, they keep talking about Kaepernick, you know, been out of the league for 6 years. You got some of those quarterbacks been playing the entire 6 years, and they still stink. So what's the difference? What's the difference?
What's the difference? I mean, I think there's a difference to be in this, well, in the building, in the system, on a team.
Right.
I think that there is a difference there. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, who's he throwing the ball to? I mean, Nike.
I throw that in there because they keep saying, well, I know it's a difference. I didn't play football, but I can imagine it's different than, like you say, just throwing the ball and being out there in the heat of the, you know, of the situation. But
yeah,
I think somebody should give a man a try. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I know it's going to be I think they're scared of the controversy. That's what I think. I think they're scared of the controversy.
Well,
the stuff that's going to come with it.
Yeah, you don't gotta think too hard about it. That is all accurate. That's the chief reason why he doesn't have a job. And thank you, Lisa, for calling from Texas. Look, people can scream all they want about Colin Kaepernick, not and no way in hell did I think we'd be talking about Colin Kaepernick tonight. Nor did I think we'd be talking about Will Smith smacking Chris Rock. But the fact is, people can scream about Colin Kaepernick and he stinks, and he wasn't good on his way out. He was hurt on the way out the door. And when he decided to go ahead and do his protest, he wasn't in the best of shape. So, look, the main reason why this guy ain't in the league doesn't have so much to do with his performance. It has to do with his actions on the sidelines. And it's unfortunate that he's not receiving that chance or that opportunity. I think that has probably passed him by. 855-212-4CBS. Lucius is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. How are you doing tonight?
I'm excellent, man. What's up?
Yeah, so I think a few positive takeaways. Definitely as a 49ers fan, I think it was great to see Christian McCaffrey's play. I mean, he has in these first three games over 100 scrimmage yards and a touchdown in each game. So I think he, you know, he could possibly be an offensive player of the year. And and then Brock Purdy, you got to give credit to the Giants pass rush because they blitzed him a lot and put a lot of pressure on him, but he still stood in there, went through his progressions and made the right throws. And then lastly, I think just the biggest thing to look forward to is going to be week 5, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, week 5. Niners versus Cowboys in Santa Clara. I think that'll be a great matchup, obviously, with two of the best teams and defenses in the league.
Yeah, and we know, unfortunately, thank you so much, Lucius. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Amazing calls. We know Trayvon Diggs is gone. We talked about that to start the show off, tearing his ACL in practice today. His season is over for the Dallas Cowboys. And so you certainly it's a nice thing that they acquired Stephon Gilmore earlier in the offseason to be opposite Trayvon Diggs, but now he's going to have to step up. And then you have Deron Bland, who led the Cowboys in interceptions last season. So anytime the Cowboys and the Niners get together, I can't help but think about NFC championship matchups, playoffs, etc. More recently, hasn't worked out for the Dallas Cowboys. And so that should be a fun matchup to see in the coming weeks as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ricky's here from Houston. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's up?
I can pretty much guess that your producer has never been in a fight in his entire life. Ever.
Oh, my God. That's a terrible thing to say. Ricky, what are you
saying? No, it's not because you hit it right on the head. If somebody smacks you, like I was bartending one time, and this big guy came up, and this young guy was talking, this little small guy was talking to a girl. He punched him dead in his face. He fell down. His back of his head hit the bottom of the bar stool, where you put your feet, and he was dead, gone. Damn. That guy did 9 years. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And for the Will Smith thing, too, if somebody is bigger up there, seriously bigger up there, he wouldn't have went up there. He went there because of pride. That's all he did, and pride's a killer. You can defend your wife and be for your wife and take care of your family. That's one thing. But you can't go up there and smack that man. You just can't do it.
Yeah, he's probably also mad that his don't they have an open relationship right now? What they do?
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but if that was a problem, he should have jetted. He's got plenty of money.
People
can't leave.
Well, Ricky, slow down. So, I think it's called an entanglement. They are equally open together in their relationship.
Well, she called it an entanglement, and then he laughed at her at the red table, and it's like an entanglement.
Oh, you watched the red table, son. Ricky? You watched the red table? Okay.
Yeah, and it was his son's friend. He was like 19 years old. I mean,
it's August Alsina. He is not 19 years old. August Alsina but August Alsina is in his 30s. Okay, it's okay.
But either way,
yes,
pride is a killer. So listen, if that's something that you think you have to do to slap somebody in the face because you know he may have offended someone, but like you said, if he hits his head the wrong way on that stage,
it'd be over.
He's done.
And JR, Ricky, yes. I'm not trying to absolve Will Smith of any blame here. Like, he is clearly more in the wrong. But you can't come onto a radio show without knowing that individual and say they've never been in a fight before, Ricky. I've been in plenty of fights before, more fights than I care to admit to you. What I know is this. Because I've been in a fight, Ricky, if somebody approaches me in any which way, I am coming at it from a defensive lens. So I'm not going to stand straight and allow myself to be an open target. That's how you know I have been in a fight before. Now, I'm not putting the blame on Chris Rock here, but he did have something to do with the situation. That's my point.
Now, I understand your point, but Chris Rock at the time also was on stage at the Oscars, and he didn't think that he was put in a defensive situation.
Well, then don't go after someone's wife.
I'm sure every time you got into a fight in any bar or any place you were ever at, you knew something it could happen, and it could go down. He wasn't expecting that. He wasn't thinking that was going to happen.
Yeah,
that's a fair point too, JR. And you've brought that up as well. I never thought Ricky would be a fan of the red table, by the way.
Oh well,
why not? What are you talking about?
does she still do the red table?
I got you, brother. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Ricky, for calling for you. That was a good one at the end of your show. That was a good one. Hey, Marco Belletti, what are your thoughts on entanglements?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone. You do you. How about that? How about that?
You talk about me?
Yeah, whatever that is. Whatever
me
that
personally.
I don't know what you do either. But I'm gonna let you do what you do. Whatever Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith got going, congratulations. I don't want to know anything about it, nor do I care.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. Do I do? Do I do? I don't do entanglements.
I don't know. That's why I try not to ask those kinds of questions.
I'm not asking you anymore. I'm just trying to walk myself through the process now.
Now, I will say, I don't know if you guys have talked about it. I did see something today. Wasn't her birthday recently?
Who?
Jada Pinkett Smith was in yesterday, today, somewhere in that area, and Will Smith put something out there with a nice picture, and her response was to show a video of her and Tupac dancing when they were kids to Fresh Prince.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was.
No.
Yeah. Look that up. Google's a hell of a thing. I want to say that was in the last couple of days because I just saw that recently.
No, we talked about the fact that Chris Rock, there was an article that said that the family, he and his daughters, they had to go to therapy together because the daughters were embarrassed that their dad got smacked in front of the world and he didn't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. I got to be fair.
Wait, but no. But let's be real here, right? Could you, Marco? You got boys. You got a girl in the
I got two
mix?
Boys and a girl.
Okay. Could you imagine having two girls that are in their teens and early 20s, and you get slapped for the world to see?
Mm-hmm.
And what? And the daughters don't feel any type of way about watching their dad get assaulted and just standing there?
Oh, no. I didn't say that. I just don't know if I see. I mean, again, good for you. I can't imagine myself in that situation where we're going to therapy together. Like, if you've got a problem with that and it sucks and you look at me differently and you lost respect for me, that sucks, right? And I'm going to have a hard time with it. But I don't know if I'm going to therapy with you.
Right. I get that.
You know what I mean? That's separate.
Yeah, but forget the therapy part. It's the part of people think my dad is a biatch.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
and more importantly, he thinks that when he looks at you because he feels a twinge of less respect coming from his kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the worst part.
I can't imagine. I don't even want to imagine that. I don't. Forget the therapy part. I mean, damn it. Oof. To not have the respect of your kids, your daughters. Like, you raise them, you try to teach them a certain thing, certain ways, and mm-hmm. and you're the example for how they view men in life, and you just got slapped for the world to see, and you stood there. Not to say that that was the right or wrong thing to do,
mm-hmm.
But, I mean, nothing changes the result where your daughters, who are growing to be women, they are young women, they look at their dad and they go, damn, that's our dad. He just got bitched on TV. That's...
And you know what? And I'm not laughing at it, but again, I'm putting myself in that situation. You imagine coming from nothing, making yourself into what you are, and having the money that you have and the respect and the adulation and all the, you know, the accolades that you've gone through your whole life, and now you're going to be remembered for this dumbass that come on the stage and slap me. Now all of a sudden my kids don't look at me the right way. They're living with a millionaire mansion for the rest of their lives because of the work that
change.
I did, and now all of a sudden I'm the bitch. How did this work out?
Right. You know, that's the part that's terrible. I mean, if you think about this man's 30-plus year career, Chris Rock, right? Is this not? And maybe it's a matter of recency bias. Look, let's put it this way. I'm going to be gone. You'll be gone. We might all be gone. By the time Chris Rock is gone and you think about his legacy or whatever it is, this is going to be a big spot in it, man.
It's going to be the headline. Let's be real.
Oh,
the guy that got slapped by Will Smith at the Oscars.
No, it's not the headline.
I'm sorry. That got
100
million plus views
on social
media within 24 hours.
No,
what
is
that's the headline.
The headline for Chris Rock's life is just one of the most money-making comedians that America has seen. That's the headline. Right.
Who also got slapped on the eye. Like, that's at the bottom.
Go.
But
because you
got to be somebody, because a lot of people get slapped. You got to be somebody for it to actually mean something, you see? So, like, you got to get the first part where you get the bio, and then part of it at the bottom, that's when you add that in.
That's the footnote is what you guys are saying.
Well, yeah, it's more than a footnote, it's in
big.
There.
It's, yeah. It got a chapter. It got a big old chapter.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot of chapters. You know what? It's, speaking of people getting hit, Minka Fitzpatrick, people think that he blew out Nick Chubb's knee on purpose. We're going to take more of your calls. We're going to get into that. Of course, we had the Thursday Night Football matchup. We had quite a few of the players who have spoken. We'll hear from them. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Four minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Four minutes remaining. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Minutes remaining. Minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Minutes remaining. Minute, 30 seconds remaining. Minute remaining. Seconds remaining. Seconds remaining. 15 seconds. 5 seconds.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In the whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to everybody working in the healthcare field. The doctors, the nurses, the staff. If you in a hospital, if you doing something to help or serve somebody else, shout outs to you. 855-212-4CBS. San Francisco beats the Giants tonight, Thursday night football. The score 30-12. Despite the New York Giants blitzing the living hell out of Brock Purdy, he got the job done. Brock Purdy was blitzed 33 out of the 39 times that he dropped back. He still threw for 310 yards, and still threw 10 TDs. He had no issues, no problems tonight. Brock Purdy went out there and got the job done. A matter of fact, Brock Purdy, he just spoke to the media and he talked about facing the New York Giants in their blitz. Listen to this.
That's their scheme. That's how they've done things. They're pretty good at it. So going into the game, we had an idea, obviously, just on film and whatnot, that that's what we're going to get. And, you know, they stuck to it. And, yeah, it was a four-quarter game.
Daniel Jones had an awful night. No Saquon Barkley with that high ankle sprain. 137 yards passing, an interception that went off of the Giants receiver's hands. Daniel Jones up close and personal with Bosa as well early on in the game, unblocked. This is what he had to say, Daniel Jones, about the offense.
Just didn't make enough plays. I think obviously it's a good defense going up against them, and credit to them, they played well, but we got to convert, you know, a couple of those opportunities. You know, when you play a good team like that, you got to be crisp, got to be clean, and we didn't do that.
You're the quarterback. He can't come out and say that the team sucks, but that's what it is. Ain't nothing inspiring here about the New York Giants and their offense, unfortunately, right? Darren Waller, their big acquisition, 3 receptions for 20 yards. And what do you want him to do? I mean, even for the entire game, the New York Giants only had the ball for 20 minutes. The Niners had the ball 40 minutes to 20. It stunk. The 49ers, 441 yards of offense. The New York Giants, only 150 total. The 49ers, 141 rushing yards. The New York Giants, 29 without Saquon. Next up for the Giants, Seattle. Next up for San Francisco, Arizona. I have a feeling that the 49ers are going to win another game. What a shock. And congratulations to Brock Purdy starting off his career 8-0 as a starter. This is the same dude who is basically Mr. Irrelevant. I wonder how long he's going to walk around with that title. And probably forever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I did mention, we talked about Will Smith smacking Chris Rock and Chris Rock's daughter's problems. We're going to talk about Minka Fitzpatrick, too. Because people think that he tried to destroy Nick Chubb's knee on purpose. Think it was dirty. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it. Along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
with this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up!
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.